Good evening and welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. Today is Friday, September 27th. It is paranormal, sounds like sci-fi night. And we're looking forward to all of your questions and inquiries and any testimonials that you might have. Just a reminder that this coming Sunday, the 29th, is the last of the 8-hour calls for this month. You can have the opportunity of spending 8 hours on Creation Lightship, having physical healings, and it's a wonderful experience. You can still sign up for that on Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com. Before we get the show started, or for the beginning of the show, everyone can open up a picture of the Creation Lightship being, which can be found on Ron's website or right on the BBS page. You can just scroll down. Open up that picture, and then when Ron comes on, he'll activate that with peace energy for us to enjoy during the show tonight. And welcome, Ron.
Hello, everybody. So, we're here again. Another program. Boy, the time's here going by fast. It feels like we just did a Friday show a day ago here. So, hopefully I get some nice paranormal questions tonight. We'd like that. So, we do have callers coming in if you want to call in. So, here we go. Let's energize the light beam. One, bring it up. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. So, let's see what's going on out there in the paranormal world. Do you have any paranormal questions from CLS Questions?
We do, Ron. We have quite a few, several things, actually. But before we start that, I would love, I'm sure everyone feels all the wonderful energy from the light being, but also as it's Friday night, could we have a couple of clearings just to get everybody's junk off from the work week as we start our weekend, most of us?
Oh, the bad Scoobies, huh?
Yeah.
But here we go. The bad Scoobies, bad thoughts, bad attachments, or ones that don't serve you. So here we go. Releasing these energetic attachment life forms to you. Did that tonight on our call with entities. So here we go. If something bothering you, we'll see if we can get it released. So one, releasing that. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke. So let's work with energies that are on the top of our head. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh boy. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Someone said on the fast chat, I feel paranormal. So I think a lot of us feel that way, that just it almost seems like everywhere you turn there's something weird and paranormal going on with ourselves or situations or other people. Now, someone said I'm yawning already. Oh, interesting. Okay, thank you for clearing the energies from our head. I was going to suggest, since you're clearing the week for everybody, if you would also clear the date, Friday the 27th, and then someone, I think it's a gentleman who's in England, it's already Saturday there. So I just sort of felt like that might be beneficial. Could we clear the 28th, 27th and 28th, Ron? Ron, are you there?
Yep, let's clear the 9, everybody. Oh, here we go, clearing the 9. So 9 for September. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and next one here, we'll do, what's the date today?
The 27th.
That's what I thought. So 27th. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do the 28th in case you're ahead of us here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do the 2013. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. We could do a timeline. Let's do a timeline out there. You being maybe an anxiety that got copy and pasted on you. Maybe you have an anxiety today. So maybe you had an anxiety, you know, say 6 months ago. And they somehow found that out, these unwanted universal travelers out there. And they copy and pasted it onto you now, and you wonder why you're having thoughts about this situation, and maybe you even brought it back into your life to create a new timeline. So here we go. It's kind of like, you know, the situation to where maybe you did something, and you're with a friend, and your friend says, yeah, you remember when you did it last time, you know, you're doing that again or something. And you go, yeah, I did do that, you know, or, you know, we told you not to do that. You know? So here we go. 1, releasing that from you. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie dokie. So I guess back to you, Ann, to see if that's helped people, if they had a kind of like a reoccurring situation. Maybe they're in fear of something. Fear came upon you from something, anxiety. And it's just recycling in you, not knowing where it came from. Oh.
Yes. Yes,
and
thank
you,
Ron.
If you have any paranormal experiences, we'd love to have callers tonight.
Oh, right, and also just a reminder, the email is clsquestions@yahoo.com, and you're welcome to send an email there during the show. I have that open now. And I know. I wanted to also ask for Ron gave away a free robotic clearing on our 8-hour calls for this month. And I would love to hear of anyone's experiences who have had a chance to do that yet and see if they felt anything or how it felt or how it went for them. Because we're always interested in testimonials. Okay. Interesting comment from a listener online on the fast chat. Isn't talking to a person who's programmed like trying to talk a Ferris wheel into going in the opposite direction? I can understand that kind of frustration. Can you tell us what that means, Ron, that people are programmed?
Well, people are having their DNA activated in their past thoughts, and those are creating a situation on a timeline. And then there's also energy coming into you, activating your DNA. We'll just call it, in a sense, it could be like nanotechnology. And so as these energies are coming into you, being activated, it kind of puts you into a different mood or different situation. We can all kind of think about that. Think of somebody, well, let's just say that you wake up and somebody calls you and they say, oh, you want to go to Joe's birthday party today? And you go, oh, I didn't know Joe had a birthday, so yeah, I'll go. Right away, your whole mood changes, maybe because you want to see Joe. Maybe you haven't seen him for 10 years or something, or you know, last week or whatever. But all of a sudden, you go, wow, yeah, Joe's having a birthday. That's great. So now you feel wonderful. So what happened? You're actually changing personalities. You're changing who you were initially. Maybe you woke up and you just felt awful, and now this, you know, brought your spirits up and you feel great. Well, that's sort of like what happens to you with these mind programs. So you're dealing with them all the time. And they can also come in from the unwanted universal travelers. So that's what happens, is that they start putting into you situations and, you know, mindsets, which you already have programmed in you, and you start acting them out. It's much like an actor. It's very interesting to watch actors playing different roles, or maybe a person plays the same role all the time in a movie, okay? And then all of a sudden, maybe you're watching TV and that actor comes on a talk show or something, and maybe they're playing the role of a person who does stuff that maybe is very manly and they're very strong and they do all this stuff as a male, and man, this person's really macho. Now they come on the show, and they talk very soft, and they're very polite. And in the shows that you're watching, they're you know, kind of rough and, you know, that type of person. And now you're seeing, wow, this person's kind of out of character, because I knew this person as a star doing this. But now, to me, they're out of character. Well, that's because that's who they really are. So just think of how many, going into entities now, how many entities these celebrities have to take on or change into to do a particular movie. Or if you go to plays and these people are running through being different characters all the time, you know, in different plays, have to take on all the different personalities of what they're playing. And where does that come from? Probably it's entities coming into them to play that particular thing. You see that a lot now if you check out a lot of the celebrities. They're sort of like saying that, yeah, we're controlled now by this demon-type energy because we sold our soul to the devil, basically. And a lot of the movie stars are indicating that now, that they have to do that to get jobs. So they're not really who they really would like to be because now they're taking on an altar of themselves or an altar that steps into their body doing strange things. Now this YouTube where these two, I think it was two ladies, probably back in the 40s, and they were moving like snakes. And I don't even know how they held their balance, bending over backwards, doing stuff and moving their body just like a snake would move. So they were being taken over, and it was like the most bizarre thing you'd ever seen in your life, watching these women move. And they were probably maybe middle 20s, I'm guessing. I don't know what their names were, but they were on YouTube, I believe. And it was like, wow, oh, how they can be possessed by something else to overtake their body to do movements that would be impossible to do. How do you put all your weight, you know, backwards and anchor yourself, you know, with your feet and move your whole body up and down, back and forth, just the law of gravity, you'd fall over, and they're doing it. As if they had their shoes attached and their legs attached with strings or ropes and cables so they wouldn't fall over. So it's quite something. I don't know what that was on YouTube, but or who these ladies were. I think they were maybe identical twins or, you know, sisters. But anyway, I guess back to you, Ann.
Well, it's interesting that it's snake-like, as you said, because you've always told us this poisonous snake, Saul, shouldn't be here. So that adds to the creepiness of it all. And that reminded me of something I wanted to mention. There's a very popular television show. It's a half-an-hour sitcom. I think it has three or four men and a woman. It mostly takes place in somebody's apartment in a city. I've hardly ever seen it, but it's on now, and it's very popular. Now the commercial for it has an octopus on it. They list shows, and they're in big, bold print, and that particular show's behind to the side of the title, kind of, and sweeping over it, has an octopus. Now, why are they putting an octopus on that show?
Yeah.
It has no point. It's not doesn't take place on the ocean.
Yeah.
Do they think it's making it more attractive to certain viewers, maybe?
Yeah, very possibly. Remember, you don't know what's inside of people. And so they may be bringing in more octopus energies that are in the clone replicas, and they can relate to it. So now they're resonating to that.
Wow.
So that's probably what's happening.
Wow.
That these things are now inside of people. And that's kind of people are drawn to, because the octopus energies, as you start looking at them, the thing inside of you likes to see itself, and then maybe you start resonating to more people who have that, and there you go. They want to exchange and be caught from body to body to say hi to each other. Back to you, Ann.
Wow. Okay. Thank you, Ron. Okay, we have a request on the fast chat. Could you do a timeline crash for lost things, or I guess something lost?
Well, let's see. Actually, you should be doing yourself. I can do one, but it may not help you. You may have to do 1,000 of them to be able to bring it back to you. It's out there someplace. If you lost something, hopefully you lost it inside of your house. And, you know, maybe it's out on some timeline. And just by doing one timeline crash, I can take the most recent timeline and crash that. But it could be out on number, 487. And you got to do a lot of timeline crashes to finally get that timeline to bring it back here. That's the way the timeline crashes work. So, but I'll do one of them. So here we go. Timeline crash for a lost item. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here we go. And, you know, lose stuff all the time, you know. One example would be going to a store, out of the store, and you kind of lose your consciousness because during the process, you're not on the same timeline that you went into the store. So you get out of the store with your, say, grocery cart, go, geez, I thought I put my car over there, and it's not there now. This has happened to everybody. You start scratching your head or thinking, where did I put my car? You're actually probably living through all your realities on other timelines, okay? I like doing a quick view to figure out where your car is. And then all of a sudden you go, ah, I put it over here. And then naturally, you go to where that location is, your car's there. But if you ever go back to that other timeline where you had your shopping cart just going outside of the store and you're looking for your car? Probably not. Okay? So you were on a different timeline. What would be on that timeline for you there? That's a paranormal night.
It does sometimes seem like we're surrounded by the paranormal, Ron.
And you're in a different space on that timeline. Just think if, for some reason, or this could happen, I would imagine. I've seen it happen a lot up here where the clouds are just awful looking. When we first, you know, when I got here over 10 years ago, you know, the clouds here were like black clouds coming. And within 10 minutes, I'd see them and I'd start doing some energy work and they would be gone completely. And if you didn't know the difference, you would say, gee, what happened? You know, it's a beautiful day today. But before, it would just be awful. So has that ever happened to you? You know, I'm just asking the listening audience, where maybe you went into a store, and when you walked out, it was completely a different reality a half an hour later. And all of a sudden, maybe you got in your car and it changed. And, you know, most people just don't think about it that much, but what actually happened? Well, the timeline shifted. I've actually seen it, you know, driving down the road, having the windshield wipers on, and the rain is just beating down like crazy, and there's wind. Don't see any of the tree leaves moving. You know, you go, oh, wait, what's going on here, you know? It's as if the cloud is only on you, you know, and the rain's only on your car and on you, and everything else is unaffected. Or you have a windy day, and you can feel the wind, and you look up in the sky, and the clouds aren't moving. That's another one. So we got a caller. So, caller, hopefully you got a great question and a great scenario for us. So who's there? What's your name?
Hi, this is Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hi. I do have a question and a scenario. I was wanting to ask a question really about what you were explaining in detail earlier in the show. You're saying some things about DNA and then about unwanted travelers. And I've recently been going through like some really like synchronized events lately, where the opposite of what I'm trying to do like keeps happening. And it's kind of weird because I sense things in my body, like I get these kind of like attacks that are like so in bad situations to where I can't think of anything. And the first thing that I immediately run to is like, actually I have a testimonial as well. I first just started noticing a lot of government stuff. So I just did like at least 2,000 like timeline crashes on the NSA, the secret government, and like all of my affiliations with it, like Dreamtime stuff and them taking you to training camps or whatever, whatever happens to us when we don't actually see them. And a lot of like release came off of that. But one of my questions was about dark side control, especially mind control and synchronized events. It's like, There's something going on that's like so in sync. It's kind of strange, really, to describe. But it comes with a feeling as well. And I've tried to see into what is causing it, and I haven't really been successful in that. And I was just wondering, really, what are some things that a person could do about mind control, like direct mind control, like, you know, you know something is going on right in front of you.
Well, we got the Mind Matrix bundle. That could possibly help. Do you have any ideas, Ann?
Well, yeah, the dark arts practitioner clearing, and you can put in people or organizations under incident. Have you tried that one, Michael?
No. Is it called Dark Side Control Whole Lifetime Clearing? Is that it?
It's a dark arts practitioner. Oh, wait, dark? Oh,
I think it's under mind control.
Mind control, yeah. And you can put in a person's name there or an organization.
And, what if and you don't know what it is, though?
If you put in mind control, I just feel like it starts with dark side.
Yeah, I think it's mind control, dark side practitioner.
No, I was talking about on the subject, like, what if you don't know who's causing it?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That would be the, then it would probably be under the cursed Texas spell type of clearing. So typically, the dark side practitioner is somebody who you know, like a church or you know, a boys girls club or something, you know, or whatever's out there that's sending you energy. So whenever anybody sends you energy, that would be a mind control pattern trying to get you to think the way they're thinking. So that's all bad stuff. So that's an organization that you know about or a person. When people send you thought information, so that's the mind control patterns. And those affect your body and also affect your mind. The other one is when you just know something's happening, you don't know who, where, or how, or what, then that would be the cursed Texas spell clearing.
Also, we keep coming, you know, mentioning this one, but it's a free clearing, alien head disconnection. Have you tried that one, Michael? Or whatever it's.
Yeah, I've actually used that quite a lot. But this
good.
This one, it's weird. Like I'll get hit by it, and like you know, bad situations at work will happen, bad situations at home will happen, and they all start to be so synchronous. And I keep seeing this like 11-11, like right before every negative thing keeps happening. So it's like I'm caught on this kind of like loop kind of program thing. I don't know how to explain it. And
Okay. So that would be if you're seeing numbers like that, like 11-11 all the time, or 1-11 or something, or 11 maybe 01 possibly. Then that
no,
would be under
it's
the
much,
natal chart
pretty,
clearing, or gets rid of letters and numbers.
You said which one now?
It'd be the natal chart. The natal chart clearing gets rid of.
It's actually natal barcode. Yeah, that's a great one. I do that all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, and I have been seeing 11-11 too yesterday and today.
Oh, no.
I hadn't in a long time, and it's so upsetting when that happens. And there's no reason to even look at the clock. So I know I'm
caught. Also the robotic clearing to do that, too. I don't know if that would be really the one to use, the robotic one, you know. But you are being controlled robotically to look at it, but I think that would be kind of like a one that might be after doing the NATO barcode one. So, or being controlled robotically.
Well, the paranormal thing is that every time I try to see, like, what's controlling me or whatever, or even try to find out, weird things will start happening around me, and I keep getting this impression of, like, sort of these, like, kind of these invisible alien type, it's like a large organization that controls the whole world type of thing, and it's really, really organized, and it kind of got like me hooked to a lot of things. Like they're kind of paving where I go, what I eat. It's like they control everything, and I can feel it immediately when that program hooks in, and I don't know how to like unhook it. So I just start doing clearings on everything, and I start feeling better, but I still feel like that cord, that control that they still have, it's really strange.
Well, I mean, I think as awful as this is, I'm glad that you're aware of it, at least, because that's your best hope and chance of clearing it.
That's what's kind of weird about it, because I'm so hypersensitive, I kind of have like these bipolar trips, because when it happens, it's like I don't know what to do. And I feel like, what can I do? Because it's weird. I don't know, but I see it so clearly. I can literally see people responding to the program in the moments. Like, I will look at the clock, and it'll be a certain number, and then somebody will come up, and right when I think a thought about a certain thing happening, it'll happen. And right when I'll actually be almost in conversation with these things, like cussing them out, telling them to leave me alone or something, and they'll start reacting and, like, doing, like, a chain of event of type stuff. It's so strange. It's really crazy. But it's almost like they're just, like, toying with you, trying to basically just get a reaction and just showing you who's in control or whatever.
Wow. Well, you know, I
wonder if the clarion that would be for empathic might help. I'll ask the people on the fast chat if they could. They have two clarions that people normally do. You know, you start off with the emotional, then maybe you do the fear clearing or feeling body, depending kind of where you are. But normally it might be the feeling. Then from there, you go, well, do I have traumas? Do I have fears? And then you have the sensory bodies, and then also the empathic body. So possibly one of those bodies that you're using is allowing you to see all this stuff, and it might be bringing it to you. I don't know, because that body is, maybe overreacting. Now, it might be a good thing for what you're seeing, but you may not want to experience it all the time, and maybe that body is full bore on with your radar out there searching for everything, and maybe that body needs to be kind of cleaned out so that it can be put to sleep a little bit, we'll say, so that you're not being tormented. I'll just see what other people
Yeah, are that sounds perfect. Like, it literally sounds like that. It's like
what I'm going to do for you, I'll do this for everybody right now. So I'm gonna turn off your sensory bodies, okay? This is how you view life here, through your senses. And then we'll put it back on again. What I'll do is turn off your empathic body and just see which one tends to go, oh, man, thank you. So here we go. Sensory bodies, we're going to turn off, or body, I should say. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and that one's turned off now. And just kind of see if your body's relaxing. If you feel less jittery, I will put it back on again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I will do your empathic body. So I'm turning that off. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That one's turned off. And I will put it back on again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I know that this is really quick here, but just kind of see, because you may not know that you're using those bodies, and it may be fully turned on, like, you know, kind of like radar, you know, at an airport, you know, looking for all the planes and everything else, and you're just searching out there without even knowing it, and, you know, making your body respond more, and you're being more just overly stimulated. So which one of those feel a change in that, Michael?
Not really. Maybe it's because I'm already calmed down. If I was earlier today when I was, like, going crazy, maybe I would have felt something. But actually, not right now. I don't feel anything. Nothing.
You did say you've done some timeline crashes, right, Michael?
Yeah, that's pretty much... Well, it's kind of getting to the point where that's pretty much all I do every day. I'm, like, constantly attached, so it's just
good.
It's just always on.
Yeah.
And don't really know what else to do about this
problem.
Well,
I think you've made tremendous progress, and, you know, you've helped other people, too, by sharing this, so we appreciate you calling in a lot. You know, get back to us maybe in a couple of weeks and give us an update. Because, I would take it as a blessing that you're connected to Ron and that you are able to see these things, because that puts you in a position of power.
Yeah. So just to go back before we cut off, did Ron say curses, hexes, and spells for things you can't see?
Yes, that's correct, uh-huh.
And you're not sure who's doing it, exactly.
Close down your chakras. Maybe they're too open. So that's a very simple thing to do, too.
Yes, the shrink wrap.
Yep, shrink wrap and just close down your crown chakra for sure. You know, that is a clearing for that on the website, I think.
Oh yeah, I do remember that. You said they really access you via the crown chakra first, something like that.
Yep, that's
right.
Where they put stuff in. Yep, that's your USB jack to plug in. You know.
Okay, Michael. Also, thanks so much for calling in.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Ron. We have a couple of emails, and they're actually three, and they're a little similar, so that's kind of interesting. Somebody wrote in and said, I go to a restaurant that I enjoy very much, especially the food tastes good and it's bright and cheerful. Then other days I go in, and the energy is completely different, and even the food doesn't taste good. So what is going on there?
Boy, that could
maybe
be
I think we may have gotten another call, but...
That could be entities coming in. Could be even a different cook putting different energy into the food, possibly. It could be, I'd say it's probably people-related. So, it could be maybe the manager's there on that day and before the system manager's running the place. That's what I would say, that it's probably dealing with people, and you have some bad energy there of a person. So what would you do about that? Well, I would probably do a clearing on the food that you're eating. Because if you walk in the door and you think of the food, and then you get in there and you pay, maybe it's like a buffet and you pay beforehand, or you sit down to eat, now all of a sudden the food comes out and you're now feeling kind of antsy, the food doesn't look as good as what it used to on a good day, and this is a bad day, then you may want to do a clearing on your food to get rid of the bad energy out of your food, because you're already feeling it coming into your presence, into your body. So I would probably do a clearing on the food. You could probably, do an object clearing, make it more body compatible for you. That might be one way to look at that. But I would probably assume that it's somebody in there working in that restaurant or that location, giving bad energy, bad vibrations. Maybe they don't like to work there. So you might just take note of who is there on that particular day as far as the waiters and things, people that are working there. Maybe to kind of get a visual of who they are. And then when you have a good day and you go in there, see if maybe one of those people not working that day, and that could be the person bringing in the bad vibes. But if there's bad vibes in there, that means that those bad vibes are going to come into your food and into you. That's why I suggested doing a clearing on your food.
And I would say, if you walk in the door and it feels off, just say, previous engagement, sorry, bye, and walk out the door again.
Yep, I would say that would be a good thing to do, too, yeah.
If you sense it right away. I think we may have another caller on. Is someone on the line there?
Hi, this is Maud.
Hi, Maud. How are you? Go ahead.
I'm good, thank you. Hi, I am Terry's wife, and Terry called in last week regarding our kids and being woken up in the night and being afraid.
I remember.
The clearings you did, they slept for six nights very peacefully, and then just right before last, it started happening again. So I'm curious about what your senses might be going on.
Okay, let me see here. Trying to see if for what I can remember, there is that the children mentioned something about a monster in the room or something. Was that correct?
Yeah, our son did, and then the night before last, he did one. All of a sudden, I'm scared, and I'm not scared of anything. I'm just scared. And then last night, our daughter woke up sounding panicked or in pain, and then woke our son up, and then our son was just afraid and couldn't go back to sleep.
Okay. Maybe they're copy and pasting a previous timeline over the one. That could be one thing. Maybe Yeah, I think it's some kind of a thing. I don't know what else to call it. It looks like a thing to me.
Yeah.
Let me make it simple. Let me get the thing out of here. I got a hold of it, and it's gone. There. So I got rid of the thing. It kind of looked like, to me, like a gorilla, sort of. A furry, large thing. That's what I kind of picked up. So I got rid of that.
Oh, my gosh. I saw that in our room one night, actually.
You see something like that in your room?
I saw that in our bedroom one night. It was just after I started listening to your shows and my sight started waking up, you know? And then I remember waking up and seeing it on our bureau, a furry thing looking at us while we were sleeping.
Yeah. Now, some of these things are not necessarily bad, okay? So this may sound kind of strange coming from me, but since I normally talk about bad things, but some of these things just are here. And it just sort of was maybe sightseeing, and it came into your realm, and maybe didn't mean to scare anybody, but, you know, it just showed up, and you kind of caught it. So that's kind of what I think probably was doing, because it didn't seem, you know, to be, you know, doing bad things, just happened to be hanging out.
Right.
I guess your next question would be, why me or why us? And I don't know why. Maybe it just likes your energy, you know? This looks like it wants to look at itself in a mirror. That's kind of what I'm picking up.
Yeah, it was right next to our mirror, actually. When I saw it, it was on our bureau right next to our mirror.
Yeah, so it likes looking at itself. So that's, I don't know if you have that in your children's room, a mirror, but I might just move into the house and it's there. So anyway, that's kind of what I get.
Would an entity clearing get rid of this being, since she specifically knows?
Boy, maybe, but it's not. I don't see it as an entity. You know, I see it just as, like I said, a thing, you know. I don't know what to say on that one, if it's an alien thing or just a creature that used to live here a long time ago, some kind of animal or something. I can't see the face because I only saw from behind. But this looks like a furry thing. Like looking at maybe like a bear from behind or something, you know. You don't know what it is. You get a lot of fur on it. And it could have been a bear. But you could ask it, since it's coming in, it feels like it has some consciousness to it. It is looking at itself in a mirror, I believe. So you could ask it that, you know, tell it, say, you're scaring the children when you come in. Like, can you come in maybe... maybe not at all, possibly. Or you say, if you really want to come in, you help us out some way. Maybe bring some peace energy in, or only come in when we're not home. Something like that, you know.
Okay.
It might respect your wishes. There's a lot of these things don't really want to cause harm because they're in fear themselves. They know what fear is.
Right. All right, great. Wow.
So I can go a little further with this here. Like, whenever I see a dead animal on the side of the road driving, I always bring the spirit into the car to help it out. And sometimes you can feel their fear and anxiety that the body died. But most of the time, they're just happy to be with somebody. So it's really neat when, you know, like if you get a deer, for instance, you know, and it comes in and it's watching and you can feel it beside you and it's really thankful that somebody's caring for it and take away the pain and the trauma from it. And they'll hang around for a while, then they'll leave. So that's what I do whenever I see that because it's they need our help. So that's kind of what I have, you know, experienced.
That's great. Well, thank you. And I have a question that may be related. It may not be related. I fast-chatted in about clearing my headache pattern the other night, and you responded by saying it could have been like a hatchet or a knife that was in my head in a previous like, you know, in a previous lifetime or however that works, I started getting the migraines when I was six, when we moved into a very haunted Victorian house. And I would wake up all the time in the night as a child, terrified. And I didn't know if in any way I had something that was still attached to me that was now then going to my kids, or if it's totally a different energy.
Okay, so are you asking if an entity hitchhiked on you?
What's the
problem with that head problem? Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Yeah, it feels like one may have attached to you, yeah. But that's mm-hmm. a pretty strong entity. Let me take it away if I can here. So if anybody else has maybe a headache problem or a pain in their body that they've tried everything and it hasn't went away, let's just release this entity here. So this works for everybody. Whenever I do a clearing, it'll work for everybody listening if they want to pick a certain location or similar situation. So I don't always, it's not just that I'm working with one person. This is for the newbies. Whenever I do a clearing, it works for everybody, but you need to specify something. So here we go. Taking away that entity there that attached to you. So here we go. Coming out. One, two. Well, that one's really in there. One, two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wow, this is really, wow. one, two. It almost feels like a Native American here, Indian. So let me get it out. Here we go. Coming out. Okay. I'll describe this here. We'll go a little sideways here slightly. A lot of the Native Americans have a certain belief system, and this is in you, but it's afraid to leave. So what I'll have to do is bring in some of its relatives. And so by just requesting that, some of the relatives of the Indian that has passed on, because they're really tied into the earth. They don't normally leave the earth plane. So that's their culture. So I'm going to bring maybe the chief in of the tribe or something, or other family members. Now they're going to come around. You might actually feel the energy. And now they're going to help release this. They're just asking to come out. There we go. And now it left. There we go. Simple as that.
Hmm. Wow.
This is our sci-fi night, so everything goes on it, you know.
That's right. Thank you very much.
That helps you, okay?
Yeah, I'll let you know. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay.
Thank you for calling, Maud.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Okay. All righty, Ron. So we have other questions. Again, similar to the restaurant, often I go to this grocery store. It's brand new, it's beautiful, and it sells mostly organic food. But every time I'm there about halfway through shopping, I feel overwhelmed and like I just have to get out of there and leave. So what do you think is going on with that person,
Ron? I'm almost picking up that the owner, manager, I'll just say owner, is wanting to have a successful business, and they're putting out so much energy to make it succeed. And maybe they're in fear of not making enough money to have it last. That's what I'm picking up. So it seems to be, I would say more like related to the owner, like you talked about a little bit earlier at the food establishment, you know, about people being in there. So I think it's just the anxiety of the staff there or somebody that cannot succeed in business. That's kind of what I pick up on it.
Interesting. Okay.
So whoever wrote that in, just... they can maybe go in there next time, and by knowing that, you should be able to release the energy from you. Remember, what happens is when you don't know what's happening around you, energy can come to you, and you don't know what it is, and it could put you into fear, anxiety, or headaches or whatever. But once you know what it is, then automatically you can deal with it instantly, and it will go away because now you can come into oneness with it. That's what this whole thing is about, is oneness, because as you start to come into oneness, then nothing can hurt you or harm you because you're not resisting anything. So by understanding the situation, now you're not resisting, and it can, the energy flows right through your body. What you really want to have is the energy going through your body. So you could even try, this is interesting, going sideways again here, is take somebody and put your hand up and kind of have them put their hand up too and put your palm of your hand toward their palm of their hand and add some pressure and see what happens. I think a person that's maybe more, I guess more passive, we'll say, I'm not saying this is 100%, but a person who may be more passive, we have two different types of people, one that's aggressive, one that's passive, we'll say. The aggressive one will tend to fight your hand and put a force field up and push your hand back, where the other one will just allow you to fold your hand down, you know, as you're pressing. So you can kind of maybe see what's happening there. But the whole thing is to come into oneness with it, and then it can't have any effect on you. Oh, I think we had a beep.
I think we did, too. Is someone on the line there?
Lou Jane, I actually left a voicemail message for Ron about a week ago. Can I speak yet or not yet?
Yes, go ahead. You're on the air.
Okay.
Go ahead with your question.
So I've been experiencing very distressing attacks on my reproductive organs, as in my female genitalia. Sorry. And it's been going on since about 2011, where I think I had an abduction because I lost my memory. And I've been doing all kinds of clearings. I've done most of the things available. I've done all the barcodes. I've done so much. And I still get these attacks. I think they've lessened a bit, but I don't know whether it's alien attacks or reptilians. I do see reptilians in my third eye, but I don't know how to stop this. I've tried everything, and it's really very distressing, and I don't know if it's something attached. I mean, I clear myself. I've done everything. So I was wondering if you have some insight into what it is and if there's something specific I could do.
Did you leave the light beam up, and are you on the alien attack page all the time?
Sorry.
The first thing is to get on the alien attack page, you know, do it for a month, and keep that light beam up on your monitor screen lit up in your room during the evenings, in the night when you're sleeping.
Okay. It's actually ongoing. You know, it's 20, I mean, I can't go into crowded places. I go to the supermarket and, you know, within 10 minutes, it's already begun. It's just, it's very distressing. I can't watch television. I've done a lot of the things on the implant, on the alien attack page, but not everything, obviously, because I don't know exactly what it is. But I was wondering, is this a common thing for women to experience this, and do you know what it is, or do you see anything particular in my case? Because it's been really difficult to deal with.
I'm trying to think here.
Now, are you feeling pain or just a presence and some, you know, something's there?
It's like a feeling of being sexually harassed. Like someone is, it's like someone is assaulting you sexually down there. I mean, you know, I don't want to be graphic, but. Yeah.
No, that's all right. That's all right. I just was thinking that
if someone's like trying to get you aroused, you know, and actual feeling of intercourse sometimes, and it's really horrible. And at times I thought, oh, you know, it's just negative energies, and I feel it down there particularly because sometimes I'll feel like anxiety in my chest. Sometimes I'll feel pain in my third eye, but the most common one is down there, and I don't know if there's something that's been glued to me for several years or what is going on because. You know, even when I did the attack removal, it's just temporary. And then when I stop it, it just, I did it for like 8 hours, and when I stop it, it begins again, and I have no life. I'm totally, I mean, I've been a wreck because of this.
Could it be an entity, Ron, or an Earth, formerly human entity attached to her?
Yeah, I'm kind of looking here. Jeez. It doesn't look like a human entity, but that's what I first thought when I saw it. Because it's a shapeshifter, and it's changing into a different energy. I've been doing a lot of battles with the underground stuff, just with this situation that you're talking about more recently. Also going out into the Beyondo, so, boy.
Well.
I don't know what to, at this second, I don't know what to say.
You know, I would say, similarly to Michael, as awful as this is, that you're going through this, at least you're aware, that something's going on. And if you just keep doing the healings and everything Ron's saying, it will go away. And that's a terrible thing
will.
To have to go through. I don't mean to minimize it, and I don't mean to sound like I'm brushing you off. Just I think you're probably going to lick it if you just keep at it.
Yeah, I wish I had an answer for you. I really do.
Have confidence too. Don't let it stress you out. Say to yourself, I know what's going on here, and I have power over.
Okay,
it.
so he thinks it's a shapeshifter.
Yes.
I saw that initially. It looked, it did change forms.
So what would be the best clearing to keep repeating?
I'm looking at that right now. I'll see if I can do some special work to release that. I'll go out tonight and take your case there and see if I can find what's happening.
I would appreciate that so much. Yeah,
I
would appreciate that so much.
What the heck it is.
I'll send you, if I may, I'll send you an email because I wanted to do the century clearing. I left a message on your voicemail. I don't know if you got that. So I wanted to be in touch with you about that anyway.
Great.
Okay, wonderful.
Okay,
Send me an email. Send me an email maybe in the next 3 days. Let me know if what we're doing is helping.
Okay, so can someone put the... just I go on the contact form and just contact Ron? Is that it?
Yes.
Just go into the Creation Lightship at Yahoo.
Okay, Creation Lightship at Yahoo. Okay, I'll do that. And thank you so much. My name is Lujane Gaskin.
Okay.
But I'll put my name up in the chat if you want. I can do that.
It's better to send Ron an email so that he gets he gets that, because you want to set up that healing, I know, for yourself.
Okay.
So that's
okay.
The best way
I'll
to contact
that.
Ron.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate your taking my call so much.
Sure, thank you for calling. And unfortunately,
thank
it's
so
time.
Much.
Sorry?
Okay. No problem.
Okay,
I got it. And
our show
so
is over now.
Okay, yeah, it looks like it is.
Yeah, the time went so fast, but thank you again for calling, and we'll look forward to hearing about what I'm sure will be a quick improvement of your situation. And we'll be on again BBS Radio tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Pacific time. I'm sorry, 7 p.m. Pacific time. It's Saturday night on the Lightship, so I hope you'll all be there. We didn't get to several things that people sent in, and I'll either do those tomorrow night or next Friday. And thanks all for listening, and thank you, Ron, for the wonderful information on all the healings you did.
You're very welcome. So thank you, everybody, and we'll see you tomorrow night. Go to the Lightship for healing.
Right.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.